Ending a partnership doesn't have to burn bridges. In this episode, you'll discover 7 key actions that ensure a smooth and professional separation. Plus, hear how Microsoft and Intel parted ways after decades of collaboration without closing the door on future opportunities. If you're looking to preserve relationships, protect your reputation, and leave room for future growth, this episode is for you. This is The Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Today, we're exploring 7 essential steps to end a partnership gracefully. Why clear communication, embracing shared success, and aligning on next steps are crucial, and how Microsoft and Intel's amicable split preserved their relationship and set the stage for future collaborations. Plus, I'll walk through a practical checklist you can use to ensure any partnership windup is handled with professionalism and clarity. So let's dive in. Now, first and foremost, there are 3 major ideas that we need to hold on to when we're contemplating the windup of any partnership. The first is to maintain open communication. Start with an honest, respectful discussion about why the partnership is ending. Listen actively. Make sure both sides feel heard and understood. Most importantly, document key agreements to prevent confusion later. This helps avoid misinterpretations that could damage the relationship. The second big idea is to focus on the positives. Acknowledge the milestones you've achieved together and highlight the ways both parties have grown and benefited from the collaboration. Keeping this positive tone makes a lasting impression and can pave the way for future opportunities. And the third big idea here is to clarify the next steps. Agree on a clear transition plan so nothing falls through the cracks. Confirm final deliverables, deadlines, and responsibilities, and set a firm end date to avoid drawn-out uncertainty. This keeps the process focused and professional. We'll break down the 7-step checklist shortly, but first, let's talk about why these steps matter. So imagine this. You're ending a business partnership that no longer aligns with your goals. Now, you could walk away with tension, confusion, and damaged reputations, or you could part ways with clarity, respect, and even the possibility of working together again down the line. How do you ensure it's the latter? The answer is a structured, thoughtful wind-up process that leaves both sides feeling respected, heard, and optimistic about the future. So, here's the 7-step checklist for ending any partnership gracefully. Step 1, maintain open communication. Begin with an honest conversation about why the partnership is ending. Be direct but respectful. Listen actively to the other party's perspective. Ensure they feel heard and understood. And document key decisions and agreements in writing to avoid miscommunication and ensure accountability. Step 2, focus on the positives. Acknowledge the successes you've achieved together, no matter how big or how small. Express genuine gratitude for the collaboration and the effort both sides have invested. And also highlight how both parties have grown and benefited from the partnership. This creates goodwill and leaves a positive impression. Step 3, clarify next steps. Define a clear transition plan to ensure a seamless handover of any outstanding tasks or responsibilities. Agree on final deliverables, including specific deadlines and who's responsible for each item. Set a firm date to avoid uncertainty and ensure both sides can plan their next steps confidently. Step 4, protect reputation and relationships. Maintain professionalism at all times. Avoid assigning blame or using negative language. It's important to respect any confidentiality agreements both during and after the partnership ends. And communicate the decision transparently to stakeholders, including internal teams, clients, and external partners, to maintain trust and clarity. Step 5, document the termination agreement. Draft and sign a formal termination agreement that outlines the terms of the separation. Review all legal and financial obligations to ensure compliance with contractual terms and clarify the ownership and use of shared intellectual property, assets, and resources moving forward. Now, step 6, reflect and learn. Conduct a post-partnership review to identify key lessons learned from the collaboration. This will help you assess what worked well and what could be improved in future partnerships. It's also important to gather feedback from both sides to gain valuable insights that can strengthen your approach to future collaborations. And finally, step 7, leave the door open for future collaboration. Ensure the partnership ends on good terms with mutual respect and understanding. Stay connected through professional networks and industry events, and communicate your openness to future collaboration if and when the opportunity aligns for both parties' goals. Let's take a look at a real-world example, the partnership between tech giants Microsoft and Intel. These two companies worked closely together for decades, building the foundation of modern computing. Their collaboration helped shape the technology industry as we know it today. But as their strategic interests evolved, it became clear that continuing the partnership wasn't the best path forward. Here's what they did right. They maintained open communication through the separation process. Both sides understood the reasons for the split and respected each other's position. They acknowledged the tremendous success they'd achieved together, from pioneering personal computers to advanced software and hardware integrations. And importantly, they parted ways without burning bridges, leaving the door open for future projects if and when their interests aligned again. This approach preserved their reputations, maintained goodwill within the industry, and demonstrated that even long-standing partnerships can evolve without ending in conflict. It's an important example of how following a structured, thoughtful wind-up process can benefit both parties in the long run. So why is it so important to handle partnership wind-ups with care? Well, it's because the way you end a partnership says a lot about your professionalism and integrity. A messy, contentious split can damage your reputation and make future collaborations more difficult. But when you end things with clarity, respect, and open communication, you not only preserve valuable relationships, you also build a reputation as a trustworthy, reliable business leader. Plus, you never know when your paths might cross again. Many partnerships that end today can evolve into new partnerships down the line if both sides leave the door open. Let's quickly talk about the common pitfalls to avoid. The first one is to avoid an emotional response. It's natural to feel disappointed or frustrated when a partnership doesn't work out, but letting emotions take over can damage relationships and reputations. Stay calm, professional, and focused on the future. Number two, don't neglect legal and financial obligations. Overlooking key contractual terms can lead to disputes and legal issues that tarnish your reputation and cost you time and money. Make sure all obligations are clearly understood and fulfilled. And finally, never skip documenting key agreements. Verbal agreements are easily forgotten or misinterpreted. Always put key agreements in writing to avoid confusion and ensure accountability. So, to wrap things up, remember this: ending a partnership doesn't mean failure. It simply means a transition from one phase to the next. By maintaining open communication, celebrating shared successes, and aligning on clear next steps, you can part ways with professionalism, respect, and goodwill. Use the 7-step checklist we covered today to ensure your next partnership windup is smooth, structured, and leaves both sides in a stronger position moving forward. Now, before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your business, reputation, and the results you're looking for. Well, the fear of making another costly mistake ends today. I've created a free partner calculator to instantly assess if a potential partner is ideal for your business. This tool and the Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work but help you finally grow your business. You can find the link in the show notes. I hope you found today's episode useful. Thanks again for being here, and I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.